Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medina.
And welcome everyone and everyone watching live. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's also a blessing to see everyone. Amen. And I encourage you, church, that you commit yourself to invite someone to the house of God. Amen. There's nothing like being in the house of God on a Sunday morning. Amen. To come and worship the King and hear the King speak to us. Amen. If you open your Bibles with me, please. In Revelation chapter 3. And I want to read three verses in Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. The topic of this message is, do you remember? Amen. Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you guys have it? Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. And it says, the word of God reads, and to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Speaking about the fullness of Jesus Christ. And it says, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Verse 2. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Look what he says. That are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Verse 3. Remember therefore how you received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Amen. When you see this passage, Revelation chapter 3, the Lord is speaking to the church in Sardis. Let me tell you a little bit who was Sardis, this city. The ancient city of Sardis had seen its best days. But it also says that it had started to decline. Did you get that? It had its best days, but had started to decline. Sardis was a wealthy city with several important roads and trade routes. It had said that there was a connection between Sardis and money. In other words, a place of easy money that was well known in the ancient world of Sardis. This city was also a city that was known for its softness and luxury. It was a combination of easy money and a loose moral environment, soft and pleasure loving. Sardis was also known for its reputation for apathy and immorality. In other words, they didn't care. It is said that there was a large stately temple to the mother goddess of Cybele. From the ruins of that temple, It is said that they could see that it was a column over 60 feet high and more than 6 feet in diameter. This mother goddess was honored and worshiped with all kinds of sexual immorality and impurity. So notice when Christ writes to the church of Sardis, he says, "And to the angel," or the pastor of the church in Sardis, says, "write this thing, says, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars," he says, "I know your works." How many know that God knows your works? God knows our works. But he says that you have a name. When it talks about a name, it speaks of its reputation of life. Sardis had a name. It had a reputation of life and vitality. Hear me out. Sardis was known as a church. I'm going to put it real simple. A church that was on fire. It had its beauty. It had its riches. It had its fame. Notice what he's talking about this church. Because he says that you have a name. He says you have a name. And Christ knew the church. Everyone knew who they were. It's kind of like the believer in Christ. We can all have a name on the outside. You might have the riches, the beauty. You might have the fame, the reputation with people. We might even have the Christian language. Amen. We have the name. Amen. We have the name. Sardis had a reputation. It had its name. People knew who the church was. This church was an active church. You would think, you know what? God is doing great things in the church of Sardis. But the Bible says, look what the Bible says, that you have a name, that you are alive. He says, but you are what? What does it say, church? But you are dead. That's powerful. That means that on the outside, I could be alive. I can have the reputation. I could be so busy in church, in the things of God. I could be the greatest giver. I could speak like a Christian. Come on, church. God bless you, brother. Amen. I could do all that. But many times, church, because God knows our works, in reality, we are dead. And he tells them, he says, but you are dead. What does it mean to be dead? You know what it means to be dead is that it indicates that there's no struggle. There's no fight, no persecution. The church wasn't struggling. The church was very well. The church had a name. It had a good reputation with everyone. But Jesus says, but you are dead. Hear me out. The message is, do you remember? And then it says in verse 2, he says, here we go, church, okay? So point number one is that a name. Let your name match. Amen? Let your name match. We are a church that we are called to be doers. Amen. Hallelujah. With a clean heart, a pure heart. Number two, it's the word watchful. He says, church, he says, be watchful. You know what that means? It means in its original language, it just means this: keep awake. Church, more now than ever, we gotta keep awake. Stay awake, church. Too many napping. Some are heavy sleepers. Lord have mercy. Amen. You go to sleep at 7 at evening and you get up at 1 at noon. He says, be watchful. What did Peter say? 1 Peter 5:8, he tells the church, he says, be sober. See, God wants a church that is sober. He says, be sober, be vigilant, be watchful. You got to be, church, every day as believers in Christ, we got to be watchful. We got to be awake. And he says, why? Why do we have to be awake? Why keep awake? Why be a vigilant? He says, because your adversary, the devil. How many know there's a devil? There's a real devil, church. He says, the devil walks about like a roaring lion. It doesn't say that he's a lion. He says he walks about. The real lion is the lion of Judah, Jesus Christ. But the Bible says that the devil walks about like a roaring lion. What is he doing? He's seeking who may he devour. See, if we're not awake in church, if we're not alerted, if we're not awake, the enemy will devour you. He'll devour everything he can. Have you ever seen a lion? How he attacks his prey? He doesn't have mercy. He'll eat up that prey. That's the way the enemy works, the devil. He wants to eat away everything that you have. Everything you work for. Everything you pay the price for. He wants to finish with you. He wants to take away everything. But we're not going to permit it. Amen. Because greater is he who's in me, who is out in the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. So he says, be watchful. The third word is strengthen. That word speaks of solid, stable. He says right there in verse 2, and strengthen the things which remain. Let me ask you, church. What is remaining in your life that's about, that you know? Hear me out. God already knows. We talked about that already. God already knows. He knows your words. But what is that one thing, or maybe more than one thing, that's about to die in your life? Amen. What's that one thing that you know, spiritually speaking, you know what? This area, it's dying. In this area, this is dying. Maybe your prayer life is dying. Maybe your righteousness, your walk with God is dying. Maybe holiness in your life is dying. Attending church is dying. Your testimony, sharing about Jesus, sacrifice. It's hard now to find people that will sacrifice for the things of God. And he says, be watchful and strengthen. He says, strengthen. Keep solid, stable, he says, the things which remain that are ready to die. Church, this morning, wake up. And it says, for I have not found your works, look what he says, perfect before God. In other words, they would perform their duties, but they would never complete them. We need a church that completes, that what we start, we are going to finish. Amen? Finish up your prayer. You're praying and you get a text. Lord, have mercy. You told the Lord, I'm going to fast, Lord, until noontime or 3 o'clock. And you gave in by 8 in the morning. Because somebody called you to go eat breakfast. And to top it off, they said, I'm going to pay for it. Amen, church. We need a church that will complete. You know what you need to complete, church. Amen. It says in verse 3, there it is. Remember, therefore, how you received and heard. Look at these four pointers real quick. Remember, therefore, how you received. Church, don't forget right now. Don't forget what God has given you. The gifts of the Spirit that He's given you. Your calling. Don't forget, church, your calling. God called you. Don't forget when He called you when you were a child. Don't forget about the gifts that Christ has given you. The opportunities that God has given you. How many know that God has given us lots of opportunities? Your calling, I mean, you are blessed, church. We are blessed to be called by the King of Kings. Amen. That He chose you. He picked you. He called you. Don't forget about your calling. Your calling is the most important thing here on earth. Because one day you and I will give an account to Him for what He has called you to do here on earth. Not in heaven, here on earth. Don't forget people, the churches that have been a blessing to your life. People that prayed with you. People that laid hands on you and blessed you. Don't forget what you have received. The Bible says, Paul said in Romans, he said this. It's powerful. He says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. You know what that means? That means that what God has given you, He's not going to take it away. I'm not talking about Johnny Canales, take it away. But what He has given you, He will not take it away, because that is a gift that God has given you. What happens is that God doesn't take them away. We let go of them. We just put them on standby. They're just there in the counter. But God never takes away those gifts. Those gifts, He has given them to you. But you got to use them. You have to apply them. You have to put them to work. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to take care of what God has given me. I want to be faithful with what God has given me. If God has called me to teach, He's called me to preach, He's called me to be an encourager, I want to be faithful with what God has given me. He says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Then James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So this morning, church, remember what you have received from God. The next word is right there in verse 3. He says, remember, therefore, you have received. Then it says, and what? And heard. Do you still remember that one day, that one time that the Holy Spirit, the Lord, spoke to you? He spoke to you directly. He gave you a word. He gave you an assignment, a specific word that God spoke to your life. And God blessed you that moment when the Lord spoke to you. What you heard. I know I've had experiences, I'm sure you've had experiences, where you heard the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you. That one word that you needed helped you to overcome. That one word gave you a breakthrough. That one word that you heard, maybe through a pastor, a preacher, or maybe the word of God, or maybe, you know, he somehow spoke to you. He gave you a word. And he says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. And every time, I know that every time that you hear from God, he does something new, church. He does something fresh. There's nothing worse. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse. There's nothing more frustrating when your spiritual life is dry. It is dry. Nothing's happening. There's no oil. There's no fire. There's no moving. It's dry. I don't know how many accounts is when you're alone with God. And somehow the Holy Spirit, in that time that you are in prayer or reading the word of God, or just thinking, meditating about the things of God, and how one word that you heard from the Holy Spirit touched you, changed you. Then he says, this is the next word. He says, hold fast. You got to hold fast, church. That means you have to watch and you have to guard. Guard. Hold fast to what God has given you. That one blessing that God gave you, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on tight. Hold on, watch, guard, guard, guard what God has given you. Those good things that God has given you, hold on to them. The blessings of God, where you see that God is blessing you. Every time you do this or you do that, you see the blessing of God. You see the hand of God upon you. You see the grace of God upon you. Hold on to that. Guard it. Guard it where you see the fruit, where you see that, you know, I'm growing in this area. I know this is God. How God is using you as a vessel, an instrument of God. He, you know, hold on to that. Protect it. Guard it. Something good is happening. Keep doing what you're doing. Did you hear me, church? Keep doing what you're doing, because our adversary, the lion, he's seeking who he may devour. Don't let nobody, nothing, take it away from you. Guard it. Don't stop doing, hear me, church, don't stop doing the important things in your life. It doesn't, hear me, don't go by what people applaud you for. The compliments that they give you, don't base yourself on that. Base yourself that it pleases the Almighty God, and because you see the blessing of God on that. Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:20, he says, oh, Timothy, he tells him, guard, he says, guard what was committed. Look what he says, church. Guard what was committed to your trust. When they trust you with something, church, take care of it. Respect it. Honor it. Be faithful to it. People have lost that. People want to do what they want to do. People don't follow orders no more. They want to do what they want to do. You got rebel people. You tell them one thing and then do the opposite. Don't forget, in your workplace, there's order. In church, there is order. Don't get it twisted, work with church. Don't bring in the work in the church. This is the house of the Lord. Amen. This is where the King lives and reigns. Second Timothy 1:13, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you heard from me. Look what Paul is telling his spiritual son. He tells him, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me. He didn't say nobody else. He says, from me. Well, I don't like to follow orders. I like to do what I want. Well, I'll follow orders to somebody else, but not you. Well, go over there and follow orders over there. We make it so hard, church. So hard. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. And lastly, he says this. Hold fast and repent. Some of you have to repent, church. Change of mind. Repent means you gotta, some of you, you have to make a U-turn. Repent. That's what it means. Repent means a U-turn, come back. There's things in my life that I know I have to come back. Yesterday, I had a conversation with my wife, and I told her some things that I know that I have to come back, make a U-turn. In my own spiritual life, with the church also. Because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for me. I got to do it. I'm still hungry. I want more of God. I want the best for my life, my family. I want the best for New Generation. And I got to do what I got to do. I got to listen to what God is speaking to me and telling me and says, you got to repent and you got to make a U-turn. Many times, church, some of you got to just got to go back to the basics. The basics. It's so easy to be caught up in just a routine, the same thing. We come, the church, the same thing, sit, same thing. We do what we do, same thing. And And repent, hear me, church, repent is not a bad word. I want you to get that. It's not a bad word. Repent is a beautiful, powerful word. Because when you repent, it means that you're coming back to God. And when you come back to God, He restores. He makes new. Your relationship with God, your walk with God. Don't base yourself, church, what the Lord is saying. Don't base yourself in what people tell you in the church. What people tell you in the church. What they tell you about me. Don't base yourself on that. Base yourself in your relationship, your righteousness in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. I love my church. And I'm going to do everything I can to protect it. That people want to destroy. Or say. Repent. Jesus loves you. Amen. Just remember. That's the theme. Remember. Remember. Remember God's goodness. God's mercy. Remember how God was using you. How God was blessing you. How you would rejoice when you would get in the word. When you would pray. You would fast. You would fall flat on your face in the altar. You would worship God. You would bless God. You would do everything you knew how to do. Make a U-turn in your life and ministry and make a turnaround completely in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand, church. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.